Today's shiur is Masechta Erevin Daf Samech Dalet. We will begin on Daf Samech Gimel Amud Beis, 10 lines from the bottom. As we have been discussing, we had in our Mishnah Machlokes Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda, if you have an area, you have a chotzer in which an Akum also lives, what is the halacha? An Akum cannot participate in Eruv HaTzeiris. Furthermore, as we have learned, and we'll learn in Mitzvah Shem soon in today's shir, one of the other options that Chazal gave when we have a issue with somebody that did not participate in an Erev, and that is to do Bitl Rishus, that the one who lives here, who's part of this Chotzer, didn't participate, he can be Mevatl Rishus. By him being Mevatl Rishus, he is not considered as if he's living here. And therefore, since it's not considered as if he's living here, his presence doesn't bother us. That too doesn't apply to Akum. The halacha of Bitl Rishus, the option of Bitl Rishus doesn't apply to Akum. The only option that we have in the halacha for when there's an Akum living here, and as I began saying, Remeah says, even if there's just one Akum and one Jew, there's already a concern. Whereas, according to the opinion of the Elazar ben Yaakov, which is the halacha, it's only when two Jews live there is the Akum a concern, as we explained, because when there's only one Jew and one Akum, it's a milsul hashchich, it's uncommon that a Jew would live under such circumstances. And since it's uncommon that a Jew would live under those circumstances, Rabbi Elazar saw no reason to be concerned with it. However, when there are two Akum living there, then Rabbi Elazar agrees that we have a concern. And whenever there's a concern, whether it's the opinion of Ramei or the opinion of Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, the only option the halacha gives us is to be soich rishus, is to rent his property from him. And begins the Gemara, Hahu Mavo, there was this Mavi, the Davidarbe, Lachman Ristik, an Akum lived there, and Amrle and the Israelim who wanted to be able to carry from their Rishus, to his Rishus, said to be able to carry, use the Erev, use Shtufim Avos, asked him, Ogalam Rishusach, rent us your property. As we just said, renting the property is an option when the Akum lives there. Loy Ogalhu. And he refused to do so. Also, Amalei, Labaya. So they came asking Abaya, tell us what we can do here that we shouldn't have a problem. Amlu, so Abaya said to them, Zilu bitil rishus achayel gabachad. Go be mevatel rishus to one of them. All of the people who are living here, she mevatel rishus to one of them, to one of the neighbors. And as we just explained, what Bitl Rishus accomplishes is that all the people who are Mevatel Rishus, it's as if they don't live here. So now we only have that one Yisrael to whom they Mevatel Rishus. So even though, in a way that, as the Gemara will say, it does help us, because now we're down to only one Yisrael and one Akum, which if we pass like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, which we've learned previously, that indeed is the way we paskin. We wouldn't have a concern, because when there's only one Akum, the halacha is not concerned. However, it does create it only helps us to a certain degree. What it will only help us for, explain the Rishonim, is that they could carry from the Rishus, from the home of the person to whom they were Mevatel Rishus, out to the Chotzer, but it wouldn't help that they could carry from the homes of the people who Mevatel Rishus. And it also will help that anything that was outside from before Shabbos in the Chotzer may be carried. But it isn't a perfect Eitzah. It isn't a perfect piece of advice. So that much, it'll help that they could carry what was in the Chotzer from before Shabbos to the Mavoi. It'll help that they could carry from that person's Rishus to the other houses, but not more. Havelay, because by being battle rishus to one of them, what we've accomplished is that it's only one person who is now here, and it's going to be a situation of yochid b'makom nachri, where only one yochid, one Jew living with the nachri, and as we've just said, yochid b'makom nachri, if you have only one Jew and one nachri, loy aser, the halacha is not concerned that you have to rent the rishus from him. Ask the Gemara, Amalei. So they asked to Abaya, Midu Hatama, what's the reason that Chazal said that we have to do Schiris Rishus from an Akum when there's more than one Jew there? Mishum de la Shichi the diary. In other words, it says like this. The reason why we don't have to do Bitl Rishus when we don't have to rent from the Akum when there's only one Jew there, because it's a Mishum de la Shichi, that one Jew would live with one Akum. Because it's a Milsad L'Shchicha, that one Jew would live with one Akum, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says that you don't have to rent the Rishus from him. But ask the Gemara, here, Hacha Kadairi. Hacha, people are living. Because it's a reality. The reality is that the Jew will not be concerned about living here with the Akum alone. The reason the Jew won't be concerned about living here with the Akum alone is because the Jew knows that there are other Jews here. So even though if by a technicality we have been able to establish that there's only one Jew and one Akum, it doesn't take away the reason why Chazal should require Schiris Rishus, because we're trying to prevent Jews from living with an Akum, and this is not going to be the way we can prevent the Jew from living the Akum. Amalei, to which Abaye responded, Kol batel rishus l'gabichad, the entire Eitza that we've given here, that one person should be mevatel rishus, is in itself, says Abaye, unusual. And it's not just unusual, as we're explaining, it's really not very useful. Because as we explained, we're not going to be able to carry from our homes. So this is not an optimal way of being able to create a Eruv HaChatzeris. And since this is a Mitzvah L'Shchichah L'Gozer B'Rabbanan, something which is not usual, Chazal didn't make a Gzeira. So for the same reason we don't have to be concerned, says the Gemara, about that this is something that's going to happen, where Jews will live with Akum, we don't have to believe that this is the way Jews are going to live with the Akum, because the Jews are still not going to live with the Akum this way, because they're not, only one person will be able to carry from his house to the Chatzar. Ozer of Hunabrei Yeshua, continues the Gemara, of Hunabrei Yeshua went, Amal Shmatzah Kameh de Rava, set over this halacha to Rava. Amalei, so Rava said to Rav Huna B'Yeshua, Im Kain, if this is what you're going to do, that all you'll have to do is bitl rishus, bitalta tyrus erev masa mavi. So what we've accomplished this is, people are going to see that we're carrying in the mavi without a shtifa mevas, we're carrying in the chotzer without a ruva chatzeris. They'll know, continues, I saw the base mayor explain, that we're living here with an Akum who refuses to rent his rishus. So we know that that's not what happened. So because we know that the Akum refused to rent his rishus, we will know that there can't be an Ruvi Chatzeris here. They'll know there wasn't a Shtufim Evos here. And they'll assume that people are carrying anyway. And without the Taurus Erev Ma'asamavi, what you're going to accomplish is that people will start thinking that you could carry at least the amount that you could carry without making an Eruv HaTzeiris. So I saw that the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz asks, if that's your concern, which is indeed a legitimate concern, so ask Rabbeinu Peretz, we've started the Shia today, and we learned this previously, that let's say you have a situation with somebody did not participate in the Erev, and we still want to be able to carry in this Rishus, So one of the ways that we've learned more than once, you could carry is through bittul rishus. So now, if whenever there's a whenever there's bittul rishus, the Chazal were concerned bitalt the Tyrus Erev, as the Gemara just says. So why don't we say it every time? So answers the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz that it's a very simple teretz. Here, bittul rishus is certainly not a great advice, as we explained in today's shiur already. It's only done when there is no other option. So if there was one chatzar where somebody, for whatever reason, didn't participate this week in the Erev, he'll do bittul rishus. Next week, we won't have that mistake happen again. Next week, we'll have that person make sure that he participates in the Erev. The reason we're sure that next week he will certainly participate in the Erev is because he knows, as we've learned, that if he doesn't, you can't carry, he can't carry from his own home. Whereas in this case, where we have the Akum living here, and we're trying to follow this approach, we'll never, every week we're going to have to rely on the bittul rishus. So says the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, there's a big difference between relying on bittul rishus for one Shabbos versus relying on bittul rishus for every Shabbos, says the Gemara. The Ma'arvim. So says the Gemara, you know how we'll prevent that people should not assume that you could get away without making an Erev? On top of what we've learned in today's shiur, we also ask them to make an Erev. Ask the Gemara, that also doesn't work. Because again, as we said from the Beis Meir, we're dealing with a situation where everybody knows that we have an Akam here who refuses to participate in the Erev, and they'll think that Yoimer Erev Meir, but Makom Nachri, you could still make an Erev even though there's an Akam here who refuses to participate. Answers the Gemara, the Machrizin. What we'll do is we'll make an announcement. We'll make announcement that we made an Erev, or we didn't make an Erev, and the only reason we're carrying is because we have bittul rishus. So the way I think the pshat in the Gemara is, the Gemara is retracting, and the Gemara is saying, correct, don't make an Erev here, because making an Erev here will only create a problem where people will assume that you could make an Erev even when the Akum is not prepared to rent. But says the Gemara, but we do have the approach of bittul rishus, and the way to prevent anybody from making a mistake is making an announcement that this is what we did. Ask the Gemara, achrasta ledardiki, what that announcement may work for adults who live here now to understand what was the halachic basis of what were we doing. But the children who live here won't understand that. And it's difficult to assume, that's the way the Mefarshim explained the Gemara, that we should have to make an announcement every week. So, and now we'll have children who will grow up and assume that you could carry even though there was no Erev made and even though the Akum refused to participate by renting out his chatzar. Ella Omer Rava. So because of this, Rava comes up with a whole different approach. Lezel Chad Minayu, one of the people who live in this Smovi, should get close to this Akram. They should become friendly. And the Mishnah Berurah says it doesn't have to be one of the people who live here. As long as there's somebody who gets one of the people, a Jew, get close to him, and then Lishem Minayim Minachdochta, and then he should borrow from his friend, the Akum, some place in the Chotzer where he can leave his items, v'leinach b'midi, and live things there. So Rashi seems to learn that he has to be able to go to a specific place. The Torah says just the opposite, because if he's going to be limited to a specific place in the Chotzer where he could go, so then he doesn't have rishus in the whole Chotzer. And that's why the Beis Yosef in Siman Shin Pei Beis says that even Rashi doesn't mean dafka, a specific place. Even Rashi agrees that you have to have access to the entire chatzar. The Havelay, by the Yisrael becoming, having this rishus, he becomes keschir v'lekitoy. He becomes like a worker of the Akum. And the worker of the Akum has Rishus in the Akum's home. The Akum's worker, he could participate in the Erev, the Dayo, and it's enough. So the simple pshat is that the Yisrael, by being a worker of the Akum, now is like a person who lives in that Rishus, and by a person who lives in that Rishus, he has to participate in the Erev, but by him participating by the Erev, that will be enough that now that home will be included in the Erev. Amalei Abaye Rabbi Yosef. So Abaye said to Rabbi Yosef, Hoye Shom, if in the home of the Nochri will be Chamisha Schir V'Chamisha L'Kitoi, if an Akum has a home in here, will they all have to participate in the Erev? The halacha is that if five people go to learn on Daf Ayin Beis in Mitzvah Shem, that if five people live in one home, if everybody has their own apartment, everybody has to participate in the Erev. The simplest example is if you have five families in one apartment house, every family living in its own apartment in the apartment house, they have to participate. So now the question is, now we came up, the Gemara says, with this new kula of Schir V'Lakitoi, that the Schir V'Lakitoi is as if he lives there. So let's say you'll have five Schir V'Lakitois. Do they all have to participate? Like five different families? We just learned that Schir V'Lakitoi represents a kula, that the Akum, who doesn't want to participate, by having the Schir V'Lakitoi, that is a way that we could circumvent the problem. They're not actually living here. Since they're not actually living here, and as the Rishonim Tosfos explained, when you have five different families living in five different apartments, so each one represents a separate family, and they don't eat together, they don't drink together, so they each one have their own separate obligation. But here, since they don't have, each one doesn't have their own separate obligation, it's not that they each have to participate in the Erev separately. The Beis Yosef says that in order for the Schira Lakita to be effective, he has to have full-fledged kinyan. He has to make a kinyan in the Chotzer in order that he should be considered a Schir V'Lakitai. However, most Paiskim don't hold that the fact that he has a right of access is enough. And the Chazanish says, if we look in the wording of our Gemara, it seems that that's certainly the halacha. Because all the Gemara says is, Likrvlei V'Lishminei. He should get close to the Akum and get this permission. The Gemara says, it doesn't speak about that he has to make a kinyan. Furthermore, the Rashi says, but what does the Akum give the Yisrael Rishus? The Akum gives Yisrael Rishus that he could put his objects there. So the Beis Yosef and the Rashba, both are Madaik and Rashi, that he doesn't actually have to put any of his belongings there. The fact that he has a right to put his belongings there is enough that it should be considered that he's a Schira Lakitai. So our Gemara just taught us a very big chiddush, that the Schira Lakitai of the Akum, he's not living there at all. The way we just learned, he doesn't really have any objects there. The way we just learned, he didn't even make a kinyan to have any rights there, is enough that he could take the place of the Akum. And just like by the Akum, so if he's a Jew, he could participate in the Erev by contributing to the Erev. If they're not Jews, so just like the Akum, as we started today's shiur, we learned previously, we could rent the Akum's Rishus. Here too, we could rent the Rishus of the Schir V'Lakitai. So Rashi explained the Gemara, as we just said, that the Schir V'Lakitai is a Jew. The Schir V'Lakitai of the Akum is a Jew. And because he's a Jew, he'll now participate in the Erev. So ask the Rashba on Rashi's Pshat, if somebody is Schira V'lakitoi, he's a Jew who has rights in the Akam's Rishus, why and how could he participate in the Erev? Who participates in the Erev? The one that participates in the Erev is somebody who lives here. This Akum doesn't live here. This Yisrael, I'm saying, doesn't live here. And since he doesn't live here, how could he be considered as if he lives here and be somebody who participates in the Erev to make the Erev valid? So the Mishnah Berura, in answer to this question, says, and this is an important concept in understanding this Gemara, he takes the approach that this whole halacha is that the Akum creating a problem is not such a significant issue, because he's really an Akum, and we started the Perek, the Dearest Akum Ain't a Dira. And since Dearest Akum is Ain't a Dira, so therefore anything will work. However, the Rambam and the Ravid disagree, and they say that the Schir V'Lakitoi, is whether he's a Jew or whether he's an Akum, is not going to participate in the Erev. He doesn't live here, as the Rashba just said. And somebody who doesn't live here doesn't participate in the Erev. What the Gemara is trying to do is saying that we can rent the Rishus from the Schiroi V'Lakitoi of the Akum. And by renting the Rishus from the Schir V'Lakitoi of the Akum, even if that Schir V'Lakitoi is a Jew, but he's representing the Akum, it seems that it would be better to have a Schir V'Lakitoi who's an Akum. Because if it's a Schir V'Lakitoi, if the person who has Rishus in the Akum's Rishus, in the Akum's area, is a Yisrael, so now we're going to have a Machlokes Rishonim. According to Rashi, he has to participate in the Erev. According to the other Rishonim, we should rent from him. If the Schir V'Lakitoi of the Akum is an Akum, there's no question that the best thing, then the only option and the good, halachic option is to rent it from him. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the opinion of the Rambam and the Ravid that you have to rent from the Schir Lakito of the Akum. But then the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Yesh Oimrim, she ain't tzarich lahaskir, that you don't rent, he has to give an Erev. That's the opinion of Rashi. This is the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shin Pei Beis, Sifi Beis. And the Mishnah Berura says that we follow the first opinion. And this is what we rely on, Bezman Hazeh, that where we have Akum in our cities, how do we have an Erev? If the Akum doesn't participate in the Erev, if the Akum can't do Bittul Rishus, what we do is Schir V'Lakitoi. The question is, who is considered the Schir V'Lakitoi of a that we could rent from? So there are a number of options. One option is to make a arrangement with the municipality. The issue with the municipality is that we all have our own homes. And since everybody has their own home, the government can't just evict you from your home. So if the government can't just evict you from your home, Schir V'Lakitoi means that I have real rights in that home. The municipality certainly doesn't live in anybody's home. They don't have any ownership rights in the home. The question is the fact that they have rights to come into your property to collect the garbage or to do whatever the police need to do. So many poskim rely on that heter, that the fact that that they have a right to come when they ever feel they need to come, the police need to enter a home, that gives them right. They come in to collect the garbage, that gives them rights in the Rishus. That is why you could take Schir L'Kitoi from the government. I saw Rabbi Yoshev held very much that is not a heter. Rabbi Yoshev held that where did the government have this kind of strong rights in people's homes? When you live in a society which is not a democratic society, where the government could just do whatever they want, they could evict you from your home, they could enter your home. Rabbi Yoshev used to say that he remembered in Europe, the government could decide that they want every Jew to give room in their home, or place in their home to an army, and nobody could get in their way. So he said that's called Schira V'Lakitai. However, Bizman Hazeh, where it's not just that the government can knock on your door and make those kind of demands, it's hard to call that, he said, Schira V'Lakitai. So another heter for Schira V'Lakitai is an apartment house where they have a superintendent. But that also is not so simple, because although the superintendent does have the rights to go into everyone's home, it doesn't give him a right to go into the home without permission. He's there to service everybody in that lives in the house, but he certainly doesn't own any specific rights in all the homes that it should be called Schir V'Lakitai. So another heter of Schir V'Lakitai that I saw the Paiskim suggest is the electric company that has the gas company that have the right to come in to their, read their meters, fix whatever wiring that's required. The issue is that we go back to something that we discussed when we started the sugya. When we speak about Schira V'Lakitai, does it mean that they have rights everywhere in the home? Or do we understand Schira V'Lakitai that even if they have only rights to a specific place in the Rishus, that's enough to make them a Schira V'Lakitai? So if we'll say Schira V'Lakitai means that they, even if they only have rights to a specific spot, that makes them into Schira V'Lakitai. So the electric company has a right to go to where they have their box. And the telephone company has where it has its box, and the gas company to where it has its meter. However, if you need to have rights to the entire home, they don't have a right to the entire home. They only have a right to where they have their specific property. Unless we'll say that they're allowed to walk through the home to get to their meter. The fact that they may walk through the entire home to get to their meter gives them rights in the entire rishus. But I saw from Rav Ozner Zatzal, the Shailos HaTshuvos Shevet HaLevi, who gives a very fundamental approach to this entire Shaila. Because all of the examples that we've given of Schira V'Lakitai, whether it's the municipality or the electric company or the telephone company, or even the superintendent, where is such a situation, are all really not situations where they really have significant or real rights in the home. So what is the heter that we could rely on? So Rav Ozner says that we go back to the fundamental issue that we are discussing. As we learned at the beginning of the perek, Diras Akum is really not a dira. And because Diras Akum is not really a dira, it doesn't really pose a serious halachic issue. Why were Chazal Machmer? As we explained, Chazal were concerned that if Jews will live with Akum, they may learn from the Akum wrong habits. So says Rav Ozner, and Chassam Sofer clearly disagrees, but Rav Ozner Zatzal quotes Paiskim that disagreed with Chassam Sofer, that said, Bizman Hazeh, we anyway live with the Akum. And since Bizman Hazeh, we live with the Akum anyway, and this is a tshuva in Chelek Ches Simen Tzadik Vov, since we anyway live with the Akum, so he quotes the Ginnis Varadim that said this, and the Beis Meir says this. So the whole Gzeira, the whole concern with the Akum really doesn't exist. And therefore, even though maybe some of the Torah that we've been quoting are not so easy to agree with or easy to understand, but the whole concern is a much more limited concern. And because the concern is a much more limited concern, we could be more lenient. Gufa, continues the Gemara, Amar Yehuda Mishmul, afilo schira afilo lakitai, even if you have a schira of a lakitai of the Akram, nois neruvai, participates in the Erev, v'dayu, and it's enough. Omer Rav Nachman, Kam Maya Hashmatza, this heter that we just learned is fantastic. Says the Gemara, Omer Rav Yehuda Mishmuel, Shoser Revius Yayin, if somebody drank a Revius of Yayin, Al Yoyra, he cannot paskin. And the Rishonim and the Shulchan Aruch discusses this halacha and says that Dinin Nefashis, certainly they're allowed to, not a lot of paskin. Dinei ve'esav heter, questions of kashrus, they're not a lot of paskin. Dinei mominus, the Shulchan Aruch seems to hold, they are a lot of paskin. The Rashba asked, the Rashba in the Tshuvas was asked, how long does this Isra apply? Is it for the whole day, or only for a certain amount of hours? So he says that the Gemara Masech Debeya teaches us the Rav did not teach halacha, did not say shir, from when he ate the Sudas Yontif until the next day because of Shikras. So he says, from here it seems that the entire day in which you drank, you're not allowed to pass Kinshilas. But he says it may not be a compelling raya. He says, because there we're talking about a Sudas Yontif. And a Sudas Yontif, so there they used to eat and drink a lot. And since they ate and drank a lot, that's why you can't paskin all day. Other times, we could be more lenient. The Mes Yosef, however, says, as soon as you feel that that you're not affected by the wine anymore, you could start paskining right away. And the Shach explains that the Gemara Masech Debeya is talking about a situation where he wasn't quite sure if the effect of the wine had left. And until you're not sure that the effect of wine has left, you're not allowed to pass on the Shaila that entire day. However, if somebody knows for sure that the effect of the wine is gone, he could paskin right away. Moreover, says the Shach, Abichidish, he says that the only time you're not allowed to paskin a Shaila after you drank is the Shaila that this is the first time that this Shaila is coming to you. So if this is the first time that you drank, and said, this is the first time you're looking at the Shaila and you're being affected by what you just drank, then you can't paskin a Shaila. But if somebody who drank, if somebody has already learned the Shaila and is familiar with the tshuva to the Shaila, we could be more lenient. Amar Nachman, Amar Yidon Shmuel, Shosu Yayin, Al Yoyra. Amar Nachman, Loimali Hoshmatza. This halacha is not such a satisfactory halacha. The Noka Kamdosh Sinner Vis the Chamra, I just the opposite. Until I drink, let's lila datoy. On the contrary, I think drinking is good because drinking helps my mind get cleared. So of course, the Rishonim ask, how could Rav Nachman say that somebody who drank that's when he should paskin a shaila? So Tosfos, we're learning on, even Rav Nachman himself said different ways of getting the effect of wine off you. And here we're saying that he should drink first. So Tosfos, the very maskil shesser, says there's a difference between what type of wine, and the Ritva says it also depends on the person. Certain wines help you, and certain wine don't help you. Certain people are able to learn better, and certain people get adversely affected. Amalei Ravas. So Ravas said to Rav Nachman, "My time Amar Hachi." So he says, "How did you say that this is a good halacha?" Amar Rav Acha Rav Chanina, "My diksiv v'roy zoynus yaber haim." What does zoynus mean? Kalay meshmu zu no. If somebody says that this is a good piece of Gemara, this is a nice Tvarah Torah, this is not a nice Tvarah, Ma'aber Hoyna Shal Torah, he's showing disrespect for Torah, and somebody who disrespects Torah will forget the Torah. So it's a very interesting question that the Achroinim discuss. Here our Gemara speaks about a case where somebody says, Shmuzu Na, that this piece of, this is nice, and this is shmuzu einano, and this is not nice. What's going to be the halacha with somebody just says shmuzu no, that he just says something is nice, but he doesn't say regarding something else, shmuzu einano. What's the halacha? So most say that that's also unacceptable. The Mashah says just saying shmuzu no is osur. The reason it's osur is because it seems to indicate that this is nice and everything else is not nice. So the Mashah and Rishash ask that we find many places in Shas that Amoraim was saying over Divrei Torah, and they said this is such a gevaldige Divrei Torah. How could they do it if you're not allowed to do shmuzu no? So they say that it's only usur then that if where there's no machloikis. But if there's a machloikis and you're taking a side, then it's fine. Why is this so unacceptable? So I saw that the Malbim explains. The Malbim explains that we believe, we have to believe, that Torah is min ha-shamayim. That every piece of Torah we learn comes min ha-shamayim. By saying shmuzu no, shmuzu eneno, it's sort of saying that it's for us to decide what is no and what is not no. And saying that is going against Torah min ha-shamayim. So I saw a tshuva from Rav Avadi Yosef Zatzal in Shalos Tshuva Shabiyah Oy Mechelik Beis Yoridei Simen Tezayin, that here we're saying, now let us say shmuzu no. We find Rashi many times in Shas says Pasha zo yof in the dreshes. So how does Rashi allow to do that if you're not allowed to say shvuzu no? So he says we have to understand what Rashi means. Rashi doesn't mean to say that this is a nice drasha. We're not allowed to do that. But what Rashi means to say is Pasha zo yof in the dreshes, that the only way to understand this pasuk, it's nedreshes through this drasha. Otherwise, it's not understandable. Amalei, so Rav Nachman heard Rava's comment, how we have to be careful in what we say. He said, Hadri Bey, I'm not going to act this way anymore. I recognize that that's not the way we're supposed to speak about Divrei Torah. Amar Rav Barav Huna, Shosei El Yispalo, somebody who drank Shinat Davin, Mispalo Tfilose Tfilo. His Tfilo is B'dievet fine. Shikr, however, somebody's in the category of a shikr, their halach is al yispalo, he's not allowed to daven, his tefillah is not accepted, and he has to daven again. The Mishnah Berurah says that this is not only if somebody drank a revius yayin, but anybody who drank any beverages that intoxicate, you don't have to even drink a revius. If you drink whiskey, so you don't have to drink a revius of whiskey, that it should have effect. By wine, a revius is osur, then less than a revius is mutter. And also even a revius, if it's diluted, doesn't have the din of a revius. Moreover, if somebody is accustomed to drink, says the Mishnah Berurah, lechatchila he shouldn't daven if he drank a revius yayin, but the eved, if he drank that way, he Kedavin. Rav Akiva Eiger says that this whole Gemara that we're being so makbid on a shasui is only when Zman Tefillah is not going to pass. But if the Zman Tefillah is going to pass, then we Kedavin. But the Mishnah Berurah is not so clear if that heter applies, because our Gemara says shasui al yispal. But the Mishnah Berurah does say that Bizman Azeh, that we don't have that much Tavon in the first place, we could be a little more lenient. Taisus has a Shaila, if this is only by Tefillah, or is the Halacha by Brachas as well. Certainly Taisus holds that a Shasi is allowed to make a Bracha. The question is if a Shikr is allowed to make a Bracha. The Mama says that Krishma has a din like the Ramah Paskins, that Krishma has a din like Tefillah, that a Shasui B'dievet could say Krishma, a Shikr may not say Krishma, but he says regarding brachas, the Ramah is makel that a shikah can make brachas. The Mishnah Berurah says that the Gra's opinion was that we cannot be makel by brachas. Heichidam shasi. So that Gemara wants to know who's a shasi and who's a shikah. Heichidam shasi veichidam shikah. Says the Gemara, Kader of Abba Bashumni Ramnash Bar Yimim Gifti have a kamiftri mehadodi a mavrid in the Har Yufti. When they used to take leaf from each other when they got to the bridge, Omer Kolchaminon, everyone said to each other, Lema Milsa. Let each one of us say something to the other one, a dvar locha that we never heard before. Dama Mari Barafuna, La Yifta Adam Chavera El Matach Dvar Locha. A person shouldn't take leave from his colleague only with a dvar locha. Shmetach Kach Sachrai. Like that, they'll remember each other. Pasachad V'Amar. So one said, Hey Chidam Shasi, what's the halacha that I'm going to choose? I'm going to speak about this sugya. Hey Chidam Shasi, Hey Chidam Shikr. Shasi Kosh Yochel Dabo Fnei HaMelech. If he could still speak in front of the king, then he's considered a Shasi. Shikr Kosh Yeni Yochel Dabo Fnei HaMelech. He's so intoxicated that he can't drink in front of the king. So I will learn Gemara here that when you take leave from someone else, the way to take leave from somebody else is by saying, Advar Halacha. So why is it so important to say Advar Halacha from each other? So the Mar Menayim explains that people have to be connected. It's important for us to have friends, important for us to have colleagues to connect. When we take leave from each other, we lose that connection. But there's one connection that can never be broken. And that's a connection of Torah. When people are connected through Torah, then we always will remain connected. The Likutei Yeshua says that the Gemara is teaching us a much more fundamental halacha. He's saying when two people are together, so they're certainly not allowed to speak Lashon Hara to each other. And the Gemara also says, in Masechta Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Sarech Dal Rama Beis, Lo'el Ma'yisap Odom Afil B'Shivcha Shchaveroi, don't even say nice things about somebody else, Shem Toich Shivcha Bo'ladei Gnusoi. So when you start speaking to someone else, you're playing with fire. The one thing that we could guarantee will prevent us from not doing the wrong thing when we speak to each other is by speaking Divrei Torah. That's why the Gemara says, when somebody is speaking to each other, then another pshat that I saw from the Divrei Yoel, he says, why does the Gemara speak about Dvar Halacha specifically? So he says a beautiful pshat. He says, when you say over Divrei Agadata, it's not critical to say over in whose name you heard it. Because as long as it's a nice Dvar Torah, I could say it over. By a Dvar Halacha, which is relevant la'aloch la'maisa, knowing who said this Dvar Halacha is critical. So, al yifta adam chaver el mitoch Dvar Halacha, it should specifically be Dvar Halacha. And because it's a Dvar Halacha, I have to remember who said it. And because I have to be able to quote from whom I heard this Dvar Halacha. And that's why, Zachreyu, I'll be able to always remember this individual. The Salz Chuvas the Harris Nossen has a different approach to this Gemara. He says it should be Mitoich Dvar Halacha. Start speaking to your colleague about a Dvar Halacha. But don't finish the whole Dvar Halacha. It should be Mitoich Dvar Halacha. You should be in the middle of speaking about it. If you're in the middle of speaking about Dvar Halacha, like that, you'll always be thinking because you were left with a question. And because you were left with a question, that's how you will remember that discussion that you were involved. There's a meaning that many people, when they leave from each other, they would say, Sei gesund, be healthy. So I saw from the Rishoner, why is that? Why is the minhag to say Sei gesund, be healthy? Because the Gemara says, Ayiftam chaver mitoch el mitoch dvar halacha. What's the first dvar halacha that we have in Shulchan Aruch? Yiskaber kari lavoides habori. That a person should strengthen himself for the avodas Hashem. So since that's the first halacha in Shulchan Aruch, that's the halacha that we should mention to. That's why we say Zay Gesund, by reminding him of that halacha. Another pshat that I saw from the Divrei Yecheskel is that usually when people take leave of each other, they're not happy. They're sad. But we know when we speak about Divrei Torah, the Pasuk says, P'kudei Hashem Yishorim Mesamche Lev. The Torah makes us happy. So that's why when we take leave from each other, and it's a time that we're not typically happy, the way we should, way we could overcome that sadness, in the Torah Tvar Halacha, by speaking Divrei Torah, P'kudei Hashem Mesamche Lev. Pasuk Yidach V'Amar, so the other one wanted to say Dvar Halacha. He said, Amachs B'nechse Eger. We know that if somebody dies, so anybody who was born Jewish must have some relative. But somebody who wasn't born Jewish doesn't necessarily have any relatives. Gershon is Geyer to Kaddish Noyla Dami. And if he dies without any relatives, so the first money, so the first person who is kinder takes a kinyan and his property becomes the owner of this property. So now this person made easy money. What should he do that he should be able to keep that? Yikach ben sefer Torah. He should buy a sefer Torah. Amar Sheshes, afilu baal b'nichse ishtoi. Even a husband, who we know throughout Shas, takes ownership of the nichse milug that his wife brings into the marriage. Shabbat, so that's, again, money that he worked, we earn without working. What should he do? He should buy with a sefer Torah. Rava Mafilo Ovid Iskav Rava. Somebody made a lot of profit in a deal. Rapapa Mafilo Mat Metzia. If you find a Metzia that you, again, it came easy to you. Amrav Nachman Afil Kosabot Tfilin. Even if you find tefillin, you write tefillin, that also is considered doing the right thing. Vamrav Chanan Vitamer of Chanina Maikra. Where do we see this from? Apostle Dixiv. The Yida Yisrael Nether. As Israel, Klai Yisrael, when they were saved, when they went to war with the Knani, they made a neder that if we will be successful, we will make a neder for Hashem. And it's interesting to point out that the Michs Elazar says that even though normally the Mount Hayivazbez Yos Mechaimish, that somebody who gives gives stock should not give more than 20%. Here, with somebody who made money in an easy way, that rule doesn't apply. I saw the Merem Shif says, the Gemara says, Hakol toli b'mazel afilu sefer Torah shebeheichel. What does that mean? Hakol toli b'mazel. Somebody had good mazel, and he was able to earn money easily. What does our Gemara say? Our Gemara says what you should do with that is buy a sefer Torah. So hakol toli b'mazel. If somebody had good mazel and he was able to earn money easily, he bought a sefer Torah. That's why the sefer Torah shebeheichel is connected to the mazel. In fact, I saw that the Sefer Yalkut HaMe'iri says that if somebody made a windfall, he should buy sforim. Why should he specifically buy Sforim? He says a beautiful pshat. He says that everybody has Adam. We know the pasuk says Adam l'amal yulad. A person was created that he has to work hard. Some people, the way they work hard is by learning Torah. Some people have to work hard to earn a living. This person obviously had the siyata d'shmaya that he did not have to work hard to work to earn a living. But the pasuk says Adam lo mal yulad. So what he should quickly do is buy sforim and have that the omel, that the hard work he has to do in this life should be in Torah and not have to work hard to earn a living. I saw that the Sefer Chashuki Chemed has a discussion. So if somebody earned money and easily, so now the Gemara says you should give a Sefer Torah or do something for the public with it. But not as a question of ayin hara. There's an ayin hara. People are going to say, wow, this person didn't have to work hard for his money. Is that, so what's it do? Maybe he should keep it low key. So he says, he quotes Rav Chaim Kanievsky, who Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, our Gemara clearly tells us that when you earn money easy, yiknaboy, Sefer Torah, buy a Sefer Torah. And we know when a Sefer Torah is given, it's given with a lot of publicity, a lot of fanfare. It's appropriate to give Shevach Vaidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what he does for us. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avuha. Loi Shanu, this that we, Amar Baba, Derech Mil, if somebody walks a mill, Vishina Koshu takes a small nap, Mefigin Asayayin, they take away the effect of the wine. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avuha, Loi Shanu, El Shisasa, Kedei Revius. When is this said? If he only drank a Revius. Avil Shasa Yosim Revius, if he drank more than Revius. Koshkin Shaderech Tadosai, the walking only gets him more confused. Vishenim Shakarte, and the sleeping only makes his head less clear. Derech Mil, the Derech Mil figures the Yayin, as tomorrow, walking a mill takes away the effect of the wine. Vatanya Masber Gamaliel Shay Rechav Al Chamor, when the mill was riding on a donkey, and he was traveling from Akko to Gziv, Rabbi Loi was walking behind him. Motza Gluskin Bederech, and they found some bread on the way. Amale Eloi told Gluskin Bederech, so he told to Rabbi Loi, pick up the bread from the road. Motza Nachri Achret, and then Rabbi Gamaliel found the Akkum. Amale Mevagoi, that was the name of this Akkum, told Gluskin Aloi Meloi, take this bread for yourself. Nitbaloi Rabbaloi, and Rabbaloi got close to him. Amaloi Mehechan Ato, from where are you? Amaloi, so Nachri said, I am from the Ayoris Shaburganim, a city of huts. Mashmecha, Mevagoi Shmeni, my name is Mevagoi. Kluma Kichar Mgil Ma'olam, and he asked him, do Gamaliel know you from before? Amaloi, and he said, Lav. Baisha, so at that point, they said, Lamadnu, Shekivar Gamaliel Baruch HaKodesh, Gamaliel was. Had Ruach HaKodesh, they was able to know his name was Mevagoi, even though he did not know him previously. Furthermore, says the Gemara, Shlosh Tvarim Lamadna Bais Hashoah. We learned three halachas at that point. Lamadna Sh'em Avir Maloichlam. If there's food on the road, you're not allowed to pass it by. And as Rashi Masechta Bava Metzia explains, not only are we not allowed to step on the food, but we can't even leave the food on the floor. We have to pick it up. Lamanu, Shahocha Acharoi Vavidrochim. We see that we have to go after most people that travel. He did not let him eat the bread himself because he was concerned that the bread was pas akum. Why? Because most people who travel on the road are akum. And Lamanu, we also learn, Shechemtze Shonachri, the Chometz of Akum, Achapesa Mutvano. Because the Yisrael is going to give this Akum the bread. Now, if it's Chamtze Shonokri, is also no after Pesach, why is there no problem of Chamtze Shavuot over Pesach? The answer is that there is no problem of Chamtze Shonokri, it's not also Bahano. So I saw that Tosfos asks, but isn't there a din of Loisachonim? We're not allowed to give a guy a gift. So how was he allowed to give him this bread? So Tosfos answers that the Issa Loisachonim is only applicable where it's something that I may have. So if I'm allowed to have it, I can't just give it to the Akum if there's no reason for me, there's no real reason to give it to the Akum. But if it's something which I may not eat anyway, there's no Issa of Loisachonim. This is very relevant, La Loch Lamaisa. It comes before Pesach, and we have different chametz products that we don't and won't eat. So many people give those foods to the Akum. The question is, how could you give that food to the Akum? Why isn't there a problem of Loisachonim? The answer is, if it is food that we cannot eat anyway, there's no Issur of Loisachonim. Says the Gemara, Kivin Shigil Lechziv, once when Gamaliel came to Chziv, Ba Echad Lishol Anidroi. Somebody came to ask him to be Matan Neder. Omar, Lezesh Shimoi, Klum Shasinu Revius Yain Atalki. Didn't we drink Yain Atalki? Omaloi, Hain, yes we did. Im Kain, so he says, if that's the case, I can't do Hataras Nadorim because I just drank wine. Yitayel Achrein HaShiyaf Yineinu, so he said, walk with me until the effect of the wine dissipates. Yitayel Achrein Shloy Sheminim. they walked for 3 mil. Achigil Suma Shatzor, until they arrived to the place called Suma Shatzor. Kivin Shagil Suma Tzatzor. Once they got to that destination, Yod Reb Gamliel Mechamar, Reb Gamliel got off his donkey, Nisatef, he put on his talus. The halach is that when somebody's doing it in Torah, he should wear a talus, either to show respect to the Torah or to be able to concentrate. V'yoshvet alay nidra. Says the Gemara v'habit v'ar l'manu b'ashow. We learned many halachas. L'manu, we learned shivis yayin atalki mishaka. Revis of yayin atalki intoxicates. L'manu, we also learned shishikra al yoyra, that somebody who's shikra can't do hataras nadarim. L'manu shadarach mefigas yayin, that walking causes the effect of the wine to go away. L'manu shayim afin nadarim, and we also learned that you may not do hataras nadarim, loy rochav, not when you're riding, loy mahalach, not when you're walking, loy yayim, not when you're standing, el yoshu, when you're sitting. Tanimius, but what's relevant to our sugya is it says that he walked shloshim milim, 3 milim, and before we said that a mil is enough. Answers the Gemara: Shine etalki demshakatfai. He was yain etalki, which is very intoxicating, so you need to walk more. Ask the Gemara: From Rav Nachman Amar Rav Avuah loyshana el shos revius. When does walking or sleeping help? Only if you drank a revius. But we learned if you drank more than a So how could walking help if he drank this hard wine? Answers the Gemara, Roch of Shani. He wasn't walking, he was riding, and therefore riding is different. Says the Gemara, Hashta Dosa L'Hachi. Now they were saying that riding and walking are not the same. L'Rabmi Ba'Abba Nam L'Kasha. How do we say that a mil takes away wine? And here it says 3 million. 3 million? The answer is, Roch of Shani, riding has different rules than walking. Aini, says the Gemara of Omer Rav Nachman, Mefir Nedarim, that you can be made for Nedarim, Be Mahalach, when you're walking, Be Oimid, when you're standing, Be Roch, when you're riding. So, why did he have to get off and sit down? And says the Gemara, Tanaihi. It's machlokes tanoim. Diklamanda omar paisim b'charata. Viklamanda omar ain paisim b'charata. There's a machlokes when a chacham, when a rav is mata neder, what does he need to do? One man domer says he has to be paisim b'charata. He has to be able to get the person who made the neder to regret. And he asks him, if you would have realized this or that, would have you made the neder? And based on his answer, that's how we know that's what the halacha is. So if you have to get him to regret, for that you have to have a clear head. But if it's just within the power of the chacham to be matan neder, then you don't need any special das to be matan neder. And says the Gemara, this is really machloikus. Amar Rabbi Bachan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, my pasuch loy. How did Rabbi Gamliel get this person to regret? My pasuch loy Rabbi Gamliel hu gavra. He says, the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Yesh boita kemet karas cherev, loshen cher marpe. Kol boita, whoever makes a neder, roi l'dok roi, becherev, is deserving to be stabbed. Ash loshen chachamim marpe, the chachamim have a person, they have the ability to be matan neder. So he says, Rabbi Gamliel said to him, had you realized how terrible it is to make a neder, would you have made the neder? And he says, of course not. That is the charota. But if you need charota, that's like a din Torah. It has to be done with a clear head. Amamar, we learned Eim Avirim Al Oichlam. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Shem Rishim Ben Yochai, Lo Yishan Al B'Doros Rishonim, She'ein B'Nois Yisrael Prutzus B'Kshofim. That's why we didn't have to be concerned about anything problematic with that bread. Al B'Doros Achronim Shem B'Nois Yisrael Prutzus B'Kshofim, that there is a concern of kishif, mavirim, we should thus not touch the bread. Tana, shleim mavirim, on the whole pieces of bread, we have to be concerned about kishif and leave it there. Psisim, just crumbs, pieces of bread, which are not used for kishif, and mavirim, we shouldn't leave there. Ask the Gemara, Amalei Rav Asi Rav Ashi, v'ptisim le'avdun, there is no kishuf made just on pieces of bread and crumbs of bread. The Vaksiv, the Pasuk says in Yecheskel, "V'techalno oisi al ami b'shali soyrim b'soyis lechem." So we see that the Navi is giving Musur that they're mechal Hashem Shemayim by doing kishuv even with pieces of bread. So the Gemara, they didn't do kishuv with pieces of bread. The pieces of bread that the Navi is speaking about, hasam the shakul begrayu, were pieces of bread that they took for salary for the services of doing kishuv. But kishuv, the Gemara suggests, is only done on whole slices of bread.